The government may double the excise duty rate on fertilizer to 10% and introduce at least 5% new tax on pesticides in the budget, the two critical inputs for the crops that may get expensive amid heightening challenges for the agriculture sector. Among the other proposals, it is considering starting limiting the tax-free status currently available to the special economic zones from fiscal year 2025-26 and reducing the super income tax rate by 2% to 8%, said the tax officials. However, the reduction in the super tax rate, which could cost 28 billion rupees to the government, would depend upon finding other tax avenues, they added. The proposals are part of the government's taxation measures that it wants to introduce in the new budget to achieve the overall 14.3 trillion rupees tax target in fiscal year 2025-26, according to the senior tax officials. The government is already charging 5% federal excise duty, FED, on fertilizer, which it wants to double for generating additional around 50 billion rupees in the next fiscal year, said the sources. They added that the 5% Fed might also be introduced on the pesticides. One of the options was that instead of 5%, the duty on pesticides should also be 10% equal to the fertilizer rate. The government has already committed to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to increase taxes on agricultural inputs, leaving little room for reversal, even if the Pakistan People's Party opposes the move in the budget proposal, said the sources. The farmers have long been complaining to the government about the rising cost of their inputs coupled with their low quality. In its meeting with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, the PPP delegation on Monday had urged the government to prioritize the agriculture sector in the next budget to achieve economic growth. The agriculture sector is already struggling after the government abruptly withdrew the agriculture support price mechanism without timely intimating the farmers. The sector has been grappling with issues of climate change, limited water availability and insufficient reservoirs to store water, which is also now at the center of India-Pakistan tensions. For the first time, the farmers will also pay income tax at rates ranging as high as 45% from the next fiscal year on the income that they earned from January onwards. At the time of negotiations for the $7 billion bailout package, the federal government had promised the IMF that it would end preferential treatments to reduce distortions. The government had explicitly committed with the IMF that its large-scale interventions in markets for agricultural commodities, including fertilizers, are no longer fit for purpose of ensuring food security. The low or no Fed rate on the fertilizer and the pesticides are described as distortions stifling private sector activity and innovation, exacerbated price volatility and hoarding, and placed fiscal sustainability at risk.